Last time on Whack My Bush, W's press conference went tits up when his performing lion went berserk. Now, W, Tony Blair and the gang are out of hospital and back working for the mysterious big boss. He's told them they've got to convince the UN there's a good reason to invade Iran. And they thought fighting an angry lion was tricky.
Boy, I hate groveling to the UN and Tofu Annan.
Kofi Annan!
What's the point in being the most powerful man in the world if I can't blow the shit out of whoever I want?
Calm down, sugar. If we get the UN on our side, we'll be able to bomb lots of people and enforce sanctions.
Sanctions are boring. When was the last time a terrorist was blown limb from limb by a sanction, huh? Tell me that, Condi.
Don't blame me. It was Tony's idea.
Look, I've got to make sure that this war's kosher, or my party will reintroduce hunting with dogs and I'll be the first victim.
But on the bright side, I can film it with my video camera and we can make some money sending the tape to you being framed.
And on top of everything else, I've got to give a goddamn pepper pot presentation.
PowerPoint presentation. And Arnie, no frag grenades this time.
Jesus. I make one mistake and blow up a few journalists and now it's, oh, Arnie, don't use frag grenades. Arnie, leave the plasma rifle in the car. Arnie, don't shoot the security council with an Uzi 9mm. You're all girlies. Where are your balls?
Today they're gonna be in my handbag. No frag grenades and that's final.
Yeah, whatever.
Fatty, are you trying to suck the jelly out of those donuts with a straw?
I'm only siphoning a little.
Bloody hell, John. Those are supposed to be for the security council to put them in a good mood.
I thought if I sucked out the gooey filling and ate the centers, they could use them as ring donuts and dunk them in the coffee.
Just put them down. Come on, guys. Let's try and pretend for a couple of hours that we're not a bunch of subnormal, egotistical, compulsive-eating gun freaks, okay?
Yes, Condi.
Arnie!
Sorry. Enough by accident. Has anyone got a tissue?
My bushy will whack.
Fellow delegates, I call this meeting to order. Now, since it's a Thursday, it must be time for George Bush and his team to give us some lame excuses for invading a Middle Eastern country. Mr. Bush.
Thanks, Tuffy. My fellow celibates.
Delegates.
My fellow degenerates. Over the course of the next 6 hours, we will prove beyond any doubt that insert name of country here is a threat to the security of the world. This first picture clearly shows the intentions of this warlike people.
But it's just some bloke building a shed.
A shed, or the upper floor of an intercontinental ballistic missile silo.
No, it is obviously a shed. You can even see his porn mags under that plant pot.
Okay, picture number two. This is clearly the blueprint for a uranium-enriching plant. What the? Holy moly! How did that shot of Condi get in there?
Quick, Fatty, scroll to the next slide!
I can't, it's stuck.
Wow, I never knew you were so flexible, Condi.
Oh, that open-minded.
Condi.
Whack my bush, you fabulous beast.
And furthermore, our intelligence reports proved the Iranian government could launch a chemical, nuclear, or religious attack on any Western city in only 17 minutes and 32 seconds.
That is a crock of shiza, Blair.
No, honestly. I mean, I know that the intelligence reports have been a bit pants in the past, but this one's rock solid.
Rock solid like the rocks you're using to spy on my government?
No, Vladimir, I didn't mean it like that.
Are you sure you haven't sexed up this figure of 17 minutes? It is really something more like 17 years.
Hey, take that back, love. Tony doesn't sex up anything, unless it's his home videos.
Shut up, John!
Wag my bush, come on!
We would now like to play a tape of two members of the Iranian security services, which our intelligence officers intercepted. Hit it, Arnie.
Okie dokie, Candy.
Hi, Mom. It's Ahmed.
Hello, darling. I was just about to make your dinner. Do you want falafel or couscous with your pureed aubergine?
Couscous, but I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be late home tonight.
Working overtime at the caravan factory?
No. Five-a-side football. I forgot the mat got moved.
Okay. See you later.
As you heard conclusively there, the Iranians are working round the clock to create a nuclear arsenal.
But they're only talking about football and dinner.
Only to the untrained ear. But I have cracked the code. The words late home actually stand for building missiles. Caravan factory is code for nuclear facility. And match means weapons-grade plutonium to wreak vengeance on the West.
So, if we listen to the end of the tape again, the truth comes out.
Of course, but I just wanted to let you know I'm going to be...
building missiles.
Tonight. Working overtime is a...
nuclear facility.
No, five-a-side football. I forgot the...
weapons-grade plutonium to wreak vengeance on the West.
Got moved.
Okay, see you later.
So that together we can plot the downfall of democracy.
Pretty damning evidence. And so we close our case for the immediate invasion of Iran.
Whack my bush.
All right, we have to decide whether to support the resolution to, and I quote from the exact wording of Mr. Bush's document, rain electric death on the heads of those two-faced Iranian bastards. Does anyone have any thoughts?
Yeah, some fucking idiot sucked all the jelly out in the middle of my complimentary donut.
Yeah, mine too.
So, a show of hands.
Please, please, please say yes. We'll buy your son a Mercedes.
Motion rejected.
Rejected? Oh, come on, ref. What do you have to do to get simple resolutions through the UN these days? Will this setback thwart the plans of the big boss? Or will George and the gang do what they always do and just bum the poor buggers anyway? Find out in the next carefully drafted episode of...
Whack My Bush.